Welcome to the Matt O'Grady Coaching Podcast. This is where Matt shares all his ideas on how to be happier, more successful, and enjoy life to the fullest. Please go to mattogradycoaching.com and thelivinggratitudebook.com to learn more and receive your free micro coaching session with Matt.
Welcome to the Matt O'Grady Coaching Podcast, mattogradycoaching.com. Today, we're doing an Abraham 101. If you don't know what these are, they're very short. At least I aim for them to be short. Ruminations and explanations and explorations of the Abraham Hicks work. And I often take one of their quotes and analyze it and share what it means to me and how I apply it in my life and what I teach my coaching clients about how to apply it in their lives. So this quote just really got me. And this is way back. This is 25 years ago, excerpted from Napa, California, one of their talks. And here's the quote that just hit me so hard this morning. The universe does not know whether the vibration that you are offering is because of something you're observing, or something you're remembering, or something that you are imagining. It just receives the vibration and answers it with things that match it. That is pure, divine gift right there. That is a pure divine gift. I mean, such an important reminder. So empowering, because essentially what this quote is saying is that the specifics, the details, the what we call real life doesn't matter. It doesn't matter unless we make it matter by focusing our attention on it. Instead, we can remember what was good. We can imagine something that's good. And of course, we can also sift in our real life for what's good and focus on that. And look, trust me, I know that it's not easy. Especially when you're first starting off, I totally get it. And maybe even if you've been practicing for many years, we become forgetful. That's why I think it's so important to learn how to practice self-awareness and how to practice focus and follow through. Because focus equals our lives. I teach all my coaching clients this formula. It's the simplest formula in the world. The left-hand side is focus. There's an equal sign in the middle, and then there's just two words on the right, which says our lives. Our focus equals our lives. So whether you're focusing on something amazing from your past or from yesterday or from your childhood or whatever, whether you're imagining something amazing for your future that you're visualizing and daydreaming about and it makes you feel awesome and you feel that, because it's all about the emotions. You know, at the end of the day, the number one driver of our lives from an experiential standpoint and to a kind of paving the way to our future standpoint is our emotional state. That's why I love to teach thankfulness, appreciation, gratitude. That's why I love to teach fun, laughter, enjoyment. That's why I love to teach self-awareness, because if you're not self-aware, you're going to miss everything, right? People think they're self-aware, but most people are not. I'd venture to say probably 90% of the world's population is completely unaware. And then, of course, there's a spectrum, right? So after the 10% of people that have dedicated their lives to self-awareness, the rest of us in the 90% have some sort of gradient of self-awareness, all the way down to absolutely zero if you're, you know, unable to do it, right? Just physically or emotionally. Some people are born with the lack of ability to focus. And so it's just so important. This quote just hit me right in the gut, right in the dantian, right in the space. And it's just, I just heard, Matt, this is so important. You've got to record. I haven't recorded in a couple of weeks. I apologize. Just been busy with life. But this just really got me. The universe does not know whether the vibration that you're offering is because of something you're observing, which would be your quote-unquote real life, or something you're remembering, or something that you're imagining. It just receives the vibration and answers it with the things that match it. It's just so good. Just have to let go of whatever is in your life that you don't like, you don't enjoy, doesn't feel good. All you do is let it go and focus on what you want. Focus on what makes you happy. Focus on what makes you laugh. And trust me, I know it's hard. Like, say you're in a hospital bed or something like that. It's going to be difficult, right? Because everywhere you look is, you know, reminding you of the reason why you're in the hospital. Well, you got to close your eyes. You got to shut that world out. You know, as one great teacher used to say, go into the closet. You literally close out the rest of the world to focus inside, to generate that experience of feeling what you want. Just picturing it happening, picturing you're with the people, laughing, celebrating, enjoying, shaking hands, hugging, you know, going to the meeting, leaving the meeting, you know, celebrating on vacation months later with your family, with your loved ones. I don't know, whatever that is for you, but just make it up. Whatever it is, use your imagination, this amazing divine gift we've been given. Focus on what you want and even throw in some old memories that were your best memories. So many people focus on their worst memories their whole lives, and then they go talk to therapists for the rest of their lives about it, and they just keep reenacting the same old energy that they hated. It's just insanity, right? No, don't do that. Please, don't do that. If you want to do it a little bit, just to explore it from a self-awareness point of view, sure. Some hours, maybe even over a lifetime, a few dozen hours of exploring, you know, the dark side and the things that were painful, there can be value in it. But come on, we just know our focus equals our lives. So if we keep focusing on that, our lives are going to equal that. So focus on what makes you feel good 80-90% of the time. If you can get it to 95% of the time, oh man, you're just going to be loving your life. Take good care. Thank you for listening. And remember, the universe just receives the vibration and answers it with things that match it. That's it. That's all you have to remember. MattO'GradyCoaching.com.